Morning Watch. Laboring on the all-inclusive Christ, typified by the good land for the building up of the church as the body of Christ, for the reality and the manifestation of the kingdom, and for the bride to make herself ready for the Lord's coming. Week 10. Governing principles that we need to see and experience in order to possess Christ as the good land. Tuesday, related verses. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Revelation 22, verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him who hears say, Come, and let him who is thirsty come. Let him who wills take the water of life freely. John 4, verse 24. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truthfulness. John 3, verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Galatians 5, verses 16, 24, and 25. Verse 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you shall by no means fulfill the lust of the flesh. Verses 24 and 25. But they who are of Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and its lusts. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Philippians 1, verses 19 to 21. For I know that for me this will turn out to salvation through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I will be put to shame, but with all boldness, as always, even now, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether through life or through death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Related reading. Joined to the Lord refers to the believer's organic union with the Lord through believing into him. This union is illustrated by that of the branches with the vine. It is a matter not only of life, but in life, the divine life. Such a union with the resurrected Lord can only be in our spirit. One spirit indicates the mingling of the Lord as the Spirit with our spirit. Our spirit has been regenerated by the Spirit of God, who is now in us, and is one with our spirit. In Revelation 2 and 3, it was the Spirit speaking to the churches. Here, at the end of the book, it is the Spirit and the Bride, the Church, speaking together as one. This indicates that the Church's experience of the Spirit has improved to the extent that she has become one with the Spirit, who is the ultimate consummation of the triune God. The entire revelation of the Bible shows us the love story of a universal couple. That is, the sovereign Lord who created the universe and all things, the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, who went through the processes of incarnation, human living, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension, and who ultimately became the life-giving Spirit, is joined in marriage to the created, redeemed, regenerated, transformed, and glorified tripartite man, composed of spirit, soul, and body, who ultimately constitutes the Church, the expression of God. In the eternity that is without end, by the divine, eternal, and surpassingly glorious life. They will live a life that is the mingling of God and man as one spirit, a life that is super excellent and that overflows with blessings and joy. Come, in Revelation 22, verse 17, expresses the desire for the Lord's coming. Whoever hears this response also should say, come, thus expressing a joint desire for the Lord's coming. The Spirit and the Bride, on one hand, desire that the Lord will come, and on the other hand, yearn that the thirsty sinner also will come to take the water of life for his satisfaction. When we have a sincere desire for the Lord's coming, we also have an earnest concern for the sinner's salvation. The thought of God marrying a corporate bride is not a human concept, but the revelation of the Bible, the divine book. Genesis 1 through Revelation 22 reveals that the bachelor God marries a city lady composed of all his redeemed people. Thus, for eternity, God has a wife. He is the married God. In type, a husband and wife are always one. Genesis 2 verse 24 says, they shall become one flesh. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 17 says, he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. The Lord and we are no longer two, we are truly one. A complete person is two halves. An unmarried brother is only a half. When he finds a sister who matches him and they are married, he becomes a whole. It takes two halves to make a whole melon. Without a counterpart, we are like half a melon. The church as the bride of Christ is truly one with Christ. Christ is the first half and we are the second half. This is the reason that the hallelujah does not come until the end of Revelation. When the time has come for the marriage of the Lamb, the hallelujah comes. The church life today is a foretaste of that wedding day. We are happy because we are enjoying the foretaste of that wedding day.